just in case. She kept a diary in the dairy. Cheese needed to be kept track of, and she always wrote down details of the amount of butter she'd made and how much milk she'd been using. She turned to a fresh page, picked up a pencil, and with her tongue sticking out of the corner of her mouth, began to write. The Knack MacFeagles gradually reappeared. They didn't obviously step out from behind things, and they certainly didn't pop magically into existence. They appeared in the same way that faces appear in clouds and fires. They seemed to turn up if you just looked hard enough and wanted to see them. They watched the moving pencil in awe, and she could hear them murmuring, "Look at that writing stick new, will you, bobbing along, that's hag business. Ach, she has the kennin' of the writing, sure enough." "But you'll no write doon our names, eh, mistress? Aye, a body can be put in the prison if they have written evidence." Tiffany stopped writing and read the note. "Dear Mum and Dad, I have gone to look for Wentworth. I am quite safe, because I am with some friends, acquaintances, people who know Granny. P.S. The cheeses on Rack 3 will need turning tomorrow if I'm not back. Love, Tiffany." Tiffany looked up at Rob Anybody, who had shinned up the table leg and was watching the pencil intently in case it wrote something dangerous. "You could have just come and asked me right at the start," she said. "We dinna ken it was thee we were looking for, mistress. Lots of big job women walking around this farm. We didna ken it was thee until you caught Duff Woolley." "It might not be," thought Tiffany. "Yes, but stealing the sheep and the eggs, there was no need for that," she said sternly. "But they wasna nailed down, mistress," said Rob Anybody, as if that was an excuse. "You can't nail down an egg," snapped Tiffany. "Ach, well, you'd have the kennin' of why stuff like that, mistress," said Rob Anybody. "I see you's done with your writing, so we'd best be going. You have besom?"
"Broomstick," murmured the toad.
No, said Tiffany. "The important thing about magic," she added haughtily, "is to know when not to use it." "Fair enough," said Rob Anybody, sliding back down the table leg. "Come here, Duff Willie." One of the Feagles that looked very much like that morning's egg thief came and stood by Rob Anybody, and they both bent over slightly. "If you'd care to step on us, mistress," said Rob Anybody. Before Tiffany could open her mouth, the toad said out of the corner of its mouth, and being a toad, that means quite a lot of corner, "One Feagle can lift a grown man. You couldn't squash one if you tried." "I don't want to try." Tiffany very cautiously raised a big boot. Darth Woolley ran underneath it, and she felt the boot being pushed upwards. She might as well have trodden on a brick. "Now t'other wee booty," said Rob Anybody. "I'll fall over." "Nay, we're good at this." And then Tiffany was standing up on two Pictses. She felt them moving backwards and forwards underneath her, keeping her balanced. She felt quite secure, though. It was just like wearing really thick soles. "Let's gae," said Rob Anybody down below. "And don't worry about yon pussycat scraffing the wee buddies. Some of the lads is staying behind to mind things." Ratbag crept along a branch. He wasn't a cat who was good at changing the ways he thought, but he was good at finding nests. He'd heard the cheeping from the other end of the garden, and even from the bottom of the tree he'd been able to see three little yellow beaks in the nest. Now he advanced, dribbling. Nearly there. Three Knack MacFeagles pulled off their straw beaks and grinned happily at him. "Hullo, Mr. Pussycat," said one of them. "You dinna learn, do you? Cheep!" Chapter 5. The Green Sea. Tiffany flew a few inches above the ground, standing still. Wind rushed around her as the Feagles sped out of the farmyard's top gate and onto the turf of the downs. This is the girl flying. At the moment, there's a toad on her head, holding onto her hair. Pull back, and here is the long green whaleback of the downs. Now she's a pale blue dot against the endless grass, mowed by the sheep to the length of a carpet. But the green sea isn't unbroken. Here and there, humans have been. Last year, Tiffany had spent 3 carrots and an apple on half an hour of geology, although she'd been refunded a carrot after explaining to the teacher that geology shouldn't be spelt on his sign as G, Ollie, G. He said that the chalk had been formed under water millions of years before from tiny seashells.
That made sense to Tiffany. Sometimes